Tamerlane rose from the sea, the finger of masonry jutting up from the rocky coast. Travelers passing by would squint their eyes and try to make out a light or a movement behind the tangled growth. They'd look at the place and shiver.
That's Tamerlane. You know the story. That horrible kidnapping and that terrible murder.
And that's the dramatic opening to another story by The Player, starring America's most versatile actor, Mr. Paul Frees, who will return after a few profitable moments with your announcer. Is The Player, Mr. Paul Frees.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is The Player, welcoming you to our presentation of Murder at Tamerlane. Chris Bartlett sat at his typewriter in the Tribune office, pounding out an uninteresting story about an appropriation by the state legislature. Across the room, the city editor lifted his head.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, boss, coming.
Forget that claptrap and come over. Look, I got a story I want you to work on. I want you to go visit Tamerlane.
Tamerlane?
Well, you're not frightened, are you?
Well, no, but what's the occasion?
The old man's 75th birthday tomorrow, Chris. We ought to make the morning editions with a story. You know, there's still a $10,000 reward offered by the police for any information to the whereabouts of his daughter. Still good copy. Make it tonight, huh?
Tonight? Gee, boss, it's after 5 now. By the time I get down there, it'll be dark.
What kind of a hack reporter are you anyway? Go to the morgue and get all the info we have on the case. Then try to find out as many new angles as you can. Is the old man still pressing the search? What happened to his son? How does it feel to be 75? The usual stuff.
Okay, boss. Tamerlane. Chris reviewed the information he found in the files of the newspaper morgue as he drove toward Tamerlane. Here was a decadent family, once prosperous. The Mawson Millions had once been a byword. That money had built this castle-like structure high on the rocks at the seashore. And now Andrew Mawson was to be 75 years old. Funny old duck. With a liking for Edgar Allan Poe, had most of Poe's first editions, named his mansion after one of Poe's works, Tamerlane. Strange. Every newspaper in the country had covered the tragic kidnapping of lovely young Lenore Mawson 5 years before. It had incited the sympathy of millions because old Andrew Mawson was an invalid, never rising from his bed. What a tragic blow for an old man. Of course, there was Eldred Mawson, his son. Everyone knew what he was like. A wastrel, a gambler, a spoiled weakling. Chris fingered the clipping in his pocket. A $10,000 reward, and it still stood. Well, this was one of those mysteries that could just never be solved. He'd get what story he could and get out of the place. Chris turned up the winding road that led to Tamerlane. It was quite dark now, and the headlights of his car moved across the thick foliage like a great swaying searchlight. The car edged along the narrow winding road. Suddenly, Chris jammed on his brakes. A fallen log blocked his passage. Chris gritted his teeth. He couldn't go back without a story. He climbed from his car and started toward the house on foot. He climbed the stairs. There were lights in the house. He could barely make them out behind the heavily draped windows. He paused for a minute before the heavy door. Something told him not to go in. And yet he lifted the heavy iron knocker. The sound echoed strangely through the house. Chris waited there. He glanced toward the sea. It was almost motionless. Suddenly he wheeled around. A thin, gray-haired little servant in livery stood at the door. He had a blank, wide-eyed look.
Yes? Yes? What do you want?
My name's Chris Bartlett. I'm from the Tribune. Come to get a story about Mr. Mawson's 75th birthday?
Oh, yes, yes. Come in, come in.
The halls were dark and drafty.
He is upstairs in bed. He has been there almost 10 years, you know. Cannot move.
Is anyone else here in the house?
Only his son, Eldred. You know about his daughter, Lenore, of course.
Yes. Yes, of course.
I will take you to him.
They climbed slowly to the second landing. Suddenly a door flew open. A tall, thin, nervous young man stood framed in the doorway. His eyes were red and his hands shook.
What do you want?
You're Eldred Mawson?
What about it?
My name's Bartlett. I'm from the Tribune. I come to talk to your father.
Be careful. Because there's murder in this house. There may be one here tonight.
Chris followed the servant up to the next landing. Say, what
did he mean?
Mr. Eldred is very high-strung. You mustn't mind him.
The servant opened the door to a high bedchamber. An old man lay on a huge draped bed, hardly moving. His face was white and wrinkled. Candles at his side trembled fitfully.
Mister, here's a newspaper man to talk to you about your birthday. His name is Bartlett.
The old man turned his head slowly and smiled.
Sit down. It's not often we have visitors at Tamerlane.
The servant slid out of the room. Chris took a seat nervously. It wasn't too pleasant being here alone, even with a harmless, bedridden old man.
I'd almost forgotten my birthday tomorrow. When you have so much tragedy in your life, you forget pleasant things. My daughter, the pride and joy of my life, has been taken away. It's the end of my family, like the fall of the House of Usher.
The 10,000 reward is still offered by the police?
Yes. But it has been so long. She'll never come back to me.
Chris asked the old man a few more of the stock birthday questions, then rose quickly, said goodbye, and made his exit. Poor old guy. It was dismal. It wasn't going to be much of a birthday for him. At the ground floor hall, the wide-eyed servant stopped him.
Mr. Bartlett, just a minute, please. There's something I have to tell you.
Look, I'm rather anxious to get out of here. I got to get this story back to my paper.
I have a better story for you than just a birthday. You must listen to me. You must. There hasn't been anyone here for weeks. I found something only recently, and I must tell someone, or I will go crazy.
All right, now, just take it easy. Now, what's happened?
Follow me, please, and quietly. They mustn't hear.
All right. Chris followed the servant down a narrow flight of stairs. Large casks of wine lined the narrow passageway. Where are you taking me?
Here.
He swung a huge cask out from the wall. The wall had marks as if it had been dug into.
Look, she is here. Lenore is here. She was murdered, and she's buried here at Tamerlane.
Why, you're crazy, man.
No, no, I'm not. Call the police, please. Tell them.
What is this, a confession of guilt?
No, there is a curse on this house. You must help us. She's in here. Miss Lenore's buried here. And I know who did it.
The servant crumbled in a heap on the earthen floor. Chris wheeled around. Standing there in a long nightshirt was the old man, an automatic in his hand. Mr. Mawson, I thought you were confined to your bed.
Not when it's convenient to be elsewhere. That fool talked too much. And now you, Mr. Bartlett, you know too much.
Put down that gun. You're out of your mind.
Am I? You shouldn't have intruded, Mr. Bartlett. Now say your prayers. I'm going to kill you.
The old man pitched on his face. Chris turned quickly and saw Eldred Mawson standing trembling in the doorway, a gun hanging loosely in his hand at his side.
You killed your own father.
Yes, I should have done it long ago. Now, Mr. Newspaper Man, do you want the real story of Tamerlane?
Yes.
Your papers have told of how much he loved her, how tragic he took the loss of Lenore. Well, he killed her. He killed her himself. I've just found out. That madman with the love of Poe, he killed her because she hated him. She wanted to leave here, and he wouldn't let her. So he killed her to keep her here. But now she's free of him. She's free of him, and so am I. Free of him. Free of...
And that's the end of another story as told by The Player, your one-man theater, Paul Frees, who portrays all of the parts. Mr. Frees will return to the microphone after a brief message from your announcer.
Tamerlane was written by Jerry Lawrence and produced by Sam Kerner, with music composed and performed by Rami Idris. Special effects by Fred Cole. Your announcer was Gary Goodwin. Won't you join us again when we present another exciting story for your entertainment? This is The Player, Paul Frees, saying goodbye. Until next, we meet.